The May employment report was released this morning, and it was weaker than expected. Employers added 75,000 jobs to their payrolls last month. That was less than half what economists had forecast. But many stock market watchers immediately assumed that the bad news on jobs would be good news for investors because it would encourage Fed policymakers to hold off on additional interest rate hikes. Well, that view did not prevail, and the Dow and the Nasdaq finished down on the day. Joining me to talk about this, about jobs, interest rates, and the economy, is NPR's Jack Spear. Welcome, Jack.
Good afternoon, Robert.
And before we get to the big picture, I want you to clear up part of the confusing picture. Everyone says this was a weak jobs report, not many jobs created. On the other hand, the unemployment rate was down a notch to 4.6%. How does that work?
Yeah, they call economics the dismal science. Maybe they should call it the inexact science, too. The reason that it came out that way is that there really are a couple of different reports here that the government looks at when they determine what's going on with the unemployment rate. One looks at payroll jobs added by companies. Those are jobs added by companies. And that number was the one that was much weaker than we expected, as you say, down 75,000 jobs added by the economy last month. And then there's a second survey, the household survey, and that survey asks people about whether they're employed or not. And that number was a bit more positive. Actually, the unemployment rate, which is measured by that survey, went down 0.1% to 4.6%. Most of the time, these two surveys move pretty well together, but lately that hasn't been the case. So even though the unemployment rate fell, which is the good news, beneath these numbers, there are a lot of cross currents and a lot going on.
Is it people dropping out of the job search that accounts for it, or just different methodology?
Actually, those numbers really haven't changed that much. The number of, as you mentioned, the so-called discouraged workers and others, that number really hasn't changed a whole lot. As a matter of fact, there are 144 million people in the workforce right now, which is pretty good. You know, there was initially some positive reaction to these numbers today. Many economists were looking at this weaker jobs number and saying, well, because of this, the Fed will probably hold off on raising interest rates when it meets at the end of the month. But that optimism, unfortunately, was pretty quickly replaced by another possibility, and that is that maybe these numbers are an indication that things are actually a lot weaker than we think. You know, this we had a far weaker number in May. The government also revised downward the March and April employment numbers. And this is indicative of an economy that appears to be struggling a little bit, and consumers are struggling with higher energy prices. You know, they could rein in their spending. So the fear here is that, you know, whatever optimism there was, I guess, about what the Fed will do with these numbers, the greater fear is what it means for the broader economy and for companies.
Now, the monthly report also included news about wages.
It did. And that was actually, if you're a worker, it wasn't such good news. Wages were only up a small amount, a penny an hour last month. But that's also not necessarily viewed as being overly inflationary. So that's somewhat good news. And for the year, we should mention, worker wages are up about 3.7%. The problem here is that with other prices going up just as quickly, if not faster, energy and consumer good prices, many people are starting to wonder how all this is going to play out in terms of growth for the economy down the road. And many economists have already reduced their forecast for second quarter GDP growth to about 2.5%. That's less than half the growth rate that we saw in the first quarter.
Really? Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Jack Spear.